Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Tonight on Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9, Yasmin joins us to speak about her truly multicultural background. Born in Australia and of Serbian, German, Austrian and Chinese descent, Yasmin has a wealth of interesting stories to share with us tonight, so stay tuned on Joy 94.9. Welcome to Joy 94.9. What was going on with that track here? I'm not quite sure. Tonight in studio we have Kefam and myself, Aline, and Yasmin. Yasmin, hello.
Yes, how are you? Hello. Welcome to the show, Yasmin.
Thanks.
This track, tell us about that track.
Yes, you chose that track.
Yeah.
Well, it's by Boban Rajović, and it's called Usne Boje Vino.
And he's from?
Serbia.
Serbia. Yeah. Okay.
Now, you have an interesting background. You know, why did you choose a Serbian song?
I like it. I just saw Boban in concert on Friday night.
Oh, he came to Australia?
Yep, he was playing in Dandenong, actually.
Dandenong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that where the bulk of the Serbian community lives, or the majority of?
I think a vast majority.
Yeah.
Also St Albans.
Okay. Now, going back a step.
Yes.
So where were you born?
I was born in Melbourne.
And your background? In my intro, I said, I listed about 5 different countries, so.
Okay. Well, my mother was born in Novi Sad in Serbia, and my dad was born in Malaysia, so.
But your mother's got also German.
Yeah,
and
sort of.
Austrian, was it, right?
Well, my mother's mother had an Austrian Jewish mother and a Bavarian father. So.
Right, so South Germany.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, you know, sort of, when I first met Yasmin, I thought, oh my gosh, she's very pretty.
And is that surprising when it's one of my guests?
Oh my goodness. You know, Yasmin, do you have an internet profile so people can have a look at you?
Yeah. Well, she actually emailed me a picture, but a little bit too late, so I didn't have time to put it on the blog. But I will be on the blog for people who are listening so that they can check out Yasmin. And we'll also put Yasmin's mobile number because I believe she's single and desperately seeking a partner.
Oh, wow. I mean, your looks wouldn't have any problem, would you? Now, your father is a Chinese.
Yep.
And your mother is from Serbia.
Yeah.
You know, was there any objection to the marriage when they were getting romantic?
I guess not.
You haven't asked them.
Did they tell any stories about, maybe the father's side objecting to him choosing a wife from another background?
I think my parents are both good looking,
yeah, they are. So that's the main criteria for a marriage anyway.
Yeah.
So there shouldn't be any objection there. But so you went to, you told me a while ago that you were put in a Chinese school.
Yeah, when I was younger.
A Chinese school.
Yeah. And just for the listeners out there, you don't really appear very Chinese.
Yeah.
Of appearance. What age were you when you went to Chinese school? Kindergarten?
I was like maybe 5 till.
And why did your parents choose a Chinese school?
I'm not sure. I think it was my mother's influence, actually. She
your mother being the Serbian
Chinese.
Asked what put you in Chinese school.
Yep.
So she's obviously very attuned to culture and traditions.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm. Oh, but Chinese school in Australia, excuse my ignorance, but does it mean that all the pupils are Chinese, or is it Chinese? The Chinese language is taught, or?
Well, they teach Chinese, but basically everyone there was Chinese.
Right, okay, so you stood out a little.
A little bit.
And so what was your experience of that school?
Interesting. My dad picked me up one time, and because he's quite dark, people actually thought I was Indian. They just treated me like, they thought I was Indian, and then finally I got teased a little bit. And finally I was like, why, what's going on? They're like, it's because you're Indian. I was like, no, I'm not. And they sort of got quiet after that.
But so you had to speak Chinese in school?
How
did that work?
Like, we have books and you read. Did you go to Chinese school?
Yes, I did go to Chinese school when I was kid, yes. Burpamurpha. That's more the Taiwanese style.
Yeah.
So it's like the equivalent of a Greek school. You know, a lot of Greek families put their kids in the Greek school. Is that similar?
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't speak Chinese.
So that was a bit of a stumbling block then, was it?
Yeah, a little bit.
And how long did you last over there?
Not long. I threw tantrums. Got out of it.
So what was it you didn't like about it?
It's boring. I was a kid. It was Saturday,
Oh, it's Saturday Chinese.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Saturday so for a month, for what about the rest of the school, your schooling?
I went to normal school.
Oh, okay. So it was Saturday Monday Chinese Friday. School. That's okay. And then, so which school did you go to?
My first primary school was St. Leonard's College, and then I went to Carrum Downs Primary. And for high school, I started at Monterey Secondary, and then I did my VCE at the Peninsula School.
Okay, and you went from, sort of rough school to, so what was your experience when you changed from that environment?
Well,
because you said your first school was pretty...
Yeah, it was fairly
pretty
rough.
Come on. Take us for your school.
Please elaborate when you say fairly rough. I would like to know.
Well, it's basically like child control for parents to leave their kids. Like, I feel for any teacher that's still there. Like, I don't know, I guess the difference, the biggest difference is that kids, like parents are really paying for their children to have a superior education. So kids at Peninsula were really working at, you know, what they were learning and wanted to be there. Whereas a lot of kids at Monterey just didn't want to be at school. And
you didn't fit in the environment?
I don't know. I guess I just fitted in anywhere I went.
So what brought about the change of school?
I was offered a full scholarship.
You're a smart kid, aren't you? You were a smart kid.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, so now going back to your background, Serbian, and so how do you identify yourself? Primarily.
Aussie. Sorry?
Primarily, how do you identify yourself? Are you an Aussie girl?
I'm an Aussie.
You're an Aussie. Do you have any interest in your background?
Yep, definitely. I love Malaysian food. And being to both Malaysia and Serbia, I think I identified a lot more maybe in Serbia. Mm.
But that's a recent experience, isn't it, the Serbian thing? We'll get to that in a minute. But
And how do you mean when you say you relate more to Serbia? In what sense?
I guess like the way my mum's brought my brother and I up. Like, even from like the things we eat and like the way she disciplined us as a child and like her morals and scruples... Like, it was quite different.
Were you part of a Serbian community? Are you part of a Serbian community in Australia?
Not really.
Your mother?
A handful of friends. She has, like, a handful of friends as well, but she's not hugely... We go to church twice a year.
So religion's not a big part of your education?
No.
Right. And what about the Chinese part? So, because your dad is Chinese, it looks very non-Chinese.
Yes, your father has an interesting background too.
Yeah.
Because he's so dark for a Chinese. Because before the show, you showed me this picture of this man who's really, really dark and has got long hair, which is like a Chinese man would never have long hair.
I'm
stereotyping, but the typical conservative Chinese person wouldn't have. So he is quite cool, I think.
Yeah, he's a dude. He's pretty cool.
Because he's got long hair, I think he's quite artistic. Is he quite artistic?
Yeah,
no, that's stereotyping.
Which he does. Maybe he just hates haircuts.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's... I think, women, men, they all love his hair, so... Yeah.
But what is the Chinese culture sort of permeated through your education, or...?
Not so much. Like, I went to Chinese school, but other than that, we weren't... Nothing really.
But you don't live with your parents, do you?
I live with my grandma.
Okay. How's that work?
How come you end up living with your grandma?
Where are your parents?
Well, my dad lives in Hawthorne, and my mum, who I used to live with, lives in Carrum Downs. Mm-hmm. And then when I moved to uni, I stayed with my grandma for a while, then moved to student residence. Then I lived alone with other housemates in an apartment, and then I moved back to my grandma's.
All right. And is it because it's convenient, or is there a particular reason why you live with grandma?
I love my grandma.
Well, that's good enough reason. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9 with your hosts in the studio tonight, myself, Aline,
Kafam.
And Kafam, of course, panelling, and our guest in the studio
tonight is Yasmin.
Yasmin from Australia, but with a very interesting background.
Yes. A mongrel, really, isn't it?
I can't believe you said that!
There's German, there's Chinese, and there is Serbian.
That is so wrong!
It's a compliment.
Okay.
One day, we're all going to be
a mongrel. We are politically correct here, generally, when Kifam is not in the studio. But we'll rephrase that, and you have a multicultural background.
Yes, truly, truly multicultural background. Yes.
And... anyway, you were saying that you live with your grandmother. Is your grandmother your maternal grandmother?
Yep.
Okay, so she's
Austrian.
Austrian. Yep. Okay, German speaker.
Yep, she spoke German, and it was her first language.
Okay. Do you have any German knowledge or anything like that?
Like words or?
Yeah, well, I mean, can you speak it? Can you speak it?
No, not really.
So, how many languages do you speak?
English.
And do you regret not having gone to Chinese school when you were a kid?
Yeah, I was just talking to my dad recently about wanting to pick up Chinese. Like, I have a small foundation. I can read and write a bit.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can write my name.
That's not really a small foundation if you can actually write. I think the learning of the...
And Chinese script is, a huge headache even for me today.
Yeah?
I much prefer English. So much easier.
But you speak it fluently, don't you?
I speak it, but conversationally, it's, to write is another issue.
Yeah. So you were taught Chinese...
In school.
In Saturday. Cool.
So one thing that I picked up is how to write.
And how do you pick that up again? Are you going to go to classes or?
Apparently there's some DVD sets you can buy.
All right.
And
that sounds like
have
a lot
lessons.
Of
lessons. Yeah, just put on your iPad.
But is it a language that you could, you get away with, I guess you can get away with any language, you can get away with just speaking and not learning to write or read, but...
Yes, you could do that. You can learn to speak it, but
save yourself a bit of work.
Yeah, but it's such a... do you speak any Mandarin at all or Cantonese? A little bit.
I can say 我的名字陈家明.
Oh, that's pretty accurate. As good as Kevin Rudd, really.
Can you someone enlighten me here?
Oh, my name is 陈家明, okay. That's what he said. What about, tell us about your girl thing. That's not my question, but it's Aline's question, the girl thing.
Well, I didn't want to ask. Well, I'm going to ask now.
Yes.
When do you come out? We always ask, I guess.
Okay.
Come out? I just want to know.
Why? Yes. Well, let me rephrase that then. You're living with your grandmother.
Yep.
Right? Because we're sick of the question, when did you come out? When did you realize you're gay? Right?
Yeah.
So now you're living with your grandmother. And do you get to bring girls home or whatever you want to do?
Not so much.
Now, I was going to say, if you choose to live with... Did you choose to live with your grandmother? Or
yes.
Or was it just... Yeah. So does it give you more freedom than living with one of your parents or...
Well, my parents are pretty cruisy, so, like, my whole family is very relaxed, and, I pretty much do as I please, within the boundaries, of course.
So is it just that the cooking was better at grandma?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we had that conversation on that day, she's like, my grandma's cooking is fantastic.
So, I wasn't paying attention earlier because I was paneling. You said your grandmother is German here.
Austrian.
Yeah,
Bavarian mix, I guess.
So, is she very religious?
She's Jewish, so...
Practicing as in...
Oh, not hugely,
beliefs,
not. She eats ham and...
Right.
One of those Jewish people, eh? And also, I have here in my bio sheet that Yasmin is not the name you were baptized with.
No, I was baptized as Yasmina in a Serbian Orthodox church. So I don't know if my parents or my mother thought it'd be funny to... Confuse me.
So, what's on your passport? Yasmina or Yasmin?
No, Yasmin.
Yasmin.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in Serbia, when I first introduced myself as Yasmin, they sort of thought it was funny because it's apparently a boy's name.
Oh, okay. So you got Yasmina,
So put an A at the end becomes feminine, like Alina.
That's right. Well, in French, it's more like Aline is the feminine and Alain is the masculine. So that's but it's the same principle.
Yeah, same like that.
Yeah. So, what about the girl thing? Yes. Tell us. You told me on Sunday that you got busted. That's how your mum...
Yeah.
Tell us the story.
Well, I guess I didn't want to come out to my parents because who wants to,
you're not quite ready for it.
I was 19 and...
So you were quite sure at that point that 19 that
definitely.
You were gay.
Yeah. But I got busted. Kissing my housemate in the pool.
In a pub?
Yeah. And that happened. I was out with a friend for dinner, but it turned out that he wanted a bit more than friendship. And I'd already planned to go drinking that night with him. And so I thought, if I ask my mum to come along, he can't really bust a move, So mum came along to the nightcat. And
I can't quite imagine asking my mum to come along, but
bumped into my housemate. We were all quite... tipsy, ended up pashing. All of a sudden, there was my mom, there was my mandate, as my housemate put it.
Your mandate.
It was a catastrophe.
Is that
terrible?
Yeah.
Serbian
way, is it?
Catastrophe.
So what happened after that? Your mum saw everything and did she just like leave the place?
She sat down in the middle of the night, Kat. And she asked me, she was like, do you have something to tell me? And I was like what?
Did she seem upset in any way? Or did
she just looked like she was shocked. Like,
right.
Like something terrible had just happened.
What did you say?
And well, she asked me, she said, are you gay? And I thought about lying and I thought I shouldn't. You know? And I said, yes.
Are you going to say that was just a Chinese kiss?
Is that a Chinese kiss?
well, more on Jasmine.
I can use that one.
More on Jasmine on Joy 94.9 Orange Bin.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au or, if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 Orange Bin, Joy's multicultural program, Aline and Kafam here, and our guest tonight, Jasmine.
And you know, I love that track, Another Day.
Yes, that was wonderful, wasn't it?
Who was it?
Who was it? Yes, who chose that?
Telepop Music. Never heard of them, but I Googled them today and actually got that, downloaded that track. I really like that.
Now, you know, you are, how old are you now?
22.
So you belong to the Gen Y generation.
Yes, so Jasmine didn't know she was a Gen Y-er.
Gen Y-er, yes.
We've coined the term here in the studio, it's Gen Y-er. That was a couple of weeks ago when we heard the what was his name? What was our guest name? Yes. From New York City.
Oh, Colin.
That cute guy from
Colin,
New York City.
Colin.
Yeah, Colin, that was your friend.
Yes, that was my friend, yes. He was a Gen Y as well. And so we're very interested in your views on, you know, gays and lesbian stuff.
Okay. You're
from a different younger generation.
Yes, because generally in the studio we have Gen X's or older.
Yes, older.
Probably reflect.
So we're trying to have a more positive youth mix.
Positive. What's wrong with us? I'm dynamic. But no. But it's interesting to see sometimes how things are perceived, because I think from our generation point of view, Gen X's, we sometimes maybe tend to think that the Gen Y's have it easy.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, we did the hard work for you guys and we went out in the streets and
we have really high horses
and fought for our rights. And it's all easy for you guys and you don't suffer from any discrimination whatsoever, etc., etc. So I don't think it's really true, but that tends to be a little bit sometimes of a view that comes across, that it was hard for us and
yes,
it's so easy for you guys. How easy is it?
Yeah, is that true?
Yeah, it's pretty true.
Well, that's good to hear. If that's the case, that's great to hear. It might not be true for everybody, but it's good that that's what you've lived and experienced. So how do you see it? Is it just the coming out was easy? How about uni?
Uni, I don't have any problems.
And you're out everywhere you go?
Well, amongst my friends, yeah. I don't really parade around and, you know, wave a flag, except a couple Sundays ago at March.
No, but you don't hide?
No.
Generally, if you're at uni and someone says, do you have a boyfriend, what's your answer?
No, I'm pretty open about it.
That's great.
You know, we have made their lives so much easier. And and if you have a different opinion to ours, you know, if you think that maybe Gen Y doesn't have it as easy as well, you know, 0427JOY949, text us and let us know.
Yeah, let us know, because we're really interested in all these different experiences out there. And there is definitely a difference in experiences depending on where you live. And, you know, living in a city and living in a countryside can be quite different for.
And your father, you know, being Chinese, you know, he seems to, is he pretty cool about your sexuality?
Yeah, he's really cool about it. He has a lot of gay friends as well, so.
Because earlier we were talking about how your mum called you pashing, you know, and she sat down shocked.
Yeah.
And what was the aftermath? And I'm still curious on that story.
Well, she started reading, I think, a lot of material and almost researching into this and trying to talk to me. I sort of hid, like denying the whole thing had happened. And
so you sort of avoided the topic for a while with your mum?
Yeah, avoided it for a while. And finally, it was weird, you know, to talk about it.
Yeah,
and
Well, I guess it's weird anyway, talking to your parents sometimes about, I don't know, but about your private life and, you know, your close relationships. So whether they're straight or gay or any of any sort, if it's private matter, sometimes it's difficult to talk to your parents about it. But
And you know, aside from your sexuality, of course, we're not all about our sexuality. You are at uni right now in your third year. What are you studying?
I study electrical engineering.
That's quite butch, isn't it? And what is it about electrical engineering that attracts you to it?
engines. But I don't have to write essays or read countless books.
What do you have to do?
Mathematics.
Okay, and you were pretty good at that. Is that why you did engineering?
Yeah, well, I like physics, and when I began my course, I was majoring in optics, photonics, and I've now changed that to power.
So, if you did major in optics, what, tonics?
Photonics.
Photonics.
What, tonics? Sorry, say that again.
Photonics, as in photons of light.
Oh, okay, photonics.
Yep. Study of light.
Not a clue from my end. What about them?
No, it's I don't know.
It's a mystery.
It's French to me. I mean, you don't have any French background, but more of Yasmin when we come back after this.
Keeping our community informed. Joy 94.9.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Orange River on Joy 94.9 with Kafam today, and myself, Aline, and Yasmin in the studio. Yasmin, you went back to Serbia a little while ago. Oh, yeah. No, you went there for the first time, I think. You didn't actually go back there. Tell us about it. That would have been amazing.
It was amazing. It was my 21st birthday present from my mum. And
was it a surprise?
No. She asked me a year in advance. And I thought, it's, you know, going to be small, boring, but, you know, see where mum's from. Mm-hmm. But it was crazy. Like, it was.
So you went there with your mum?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you feel like you had to go? Did you actually want to go?
I wanted to go. So, yeah. And but I loved it. We went to this music festival called Exit. It went 4 days, and it was voted that year the best European festival.
Wow. So what kind of music was it? Like world music or just...
Well, they had everything, like Prodigy, Snoop Dogg, Lauryn Hill, wow. Everything.
And earlier you said it was crazy. Please elaborate.
Just the culture, the
you're
atmosphere.
You're fishing for something dirty. Yeah.
Should I just cut to the chase?
Yes,
no. Give us a little bit of foreplay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I got there my first night. Went drinking on the town. See what it's all about with mm-hmm. mum. To drink. We went to drink rakia. It's plum brandy.
Oh, and, sounds quite delicious.
Knocks you out.
Do you get it here?
Definitely, yeah. You can buy it here.
And do you have to go to a Serbian shop?
No, you can buy it at a few different places. Maybe. I've seen it.
What's it called again?
Rakia.
Rakia. Like IKEA, but put an R in front of it.
Yeah.
Rakia.
Kind of. Sort of like that. Something.
Okay, so
your mind works in mysterious ways.
Sorry to interrupt. Go back to... So you guys were going and having this rakia.
Yeah. And I had a friend from Melbourne that was always also there. His parents were also from this same city that my mother's from. And, my mum had prepped me on the way on the plane. She was like, oh, it's not really acceptable, you know, the whole gay thing. Hush, hush. You know?
Oh, yes.
And I was like,
so she was basically telling you not to just go out there and...
Yeah, and scream gay,
scream,
you know.
with the rainbow flag.
But, so I was having a drink with mum and Goran, my friend, and we, I was getting a bit pissies by that point. Can I say that?
You can say that. We've said it now. We're not editing.
And I went to the bathroom and some women were trying to talk to me and I was like, oh, no Serbian. Came back, sat down. They were sitting a table away and looking over, yelling. My friend Goran said, oh, who are the cute girls? And being a bit, you know.
Let me get this. Is it a gay bar or just
no, it was just an
ordinary
cafe.
Bar. Yeah.
Yeah, bar. And, you know, being all confident after a couple of drinks, alcohol being a social lubricant, went over and introduced myself. I said, I'll introduce you. And met these girls. And then one of the bar staff, a guy called Milan, jumped in with, hi, I'm Milan. So I met Milan. Next day, I bumped into Milan and said, oh, come drinking with my friend and I again. And while we're drinking, one of his friends bumped into him, Milica. And Goran was saying to me after she was full of checking you out, and I was like, no, there's no gay in Serbia, you know.
and then, in the closet.
And then the next day, I get a text message from Milan, oh, come for coffee at my Kafana, okay.
Kafana is what?
Like a cafe, sort of bar. And I get there, Milica is sitting there. I'm like, okay.
Such a beautiful name, sounds quite hot.
Milica, yeah. Milica was hot. Mm. But Milica didn't speak English, so we're sitting trying to converse. It was a bit strange. And
it was obvious that she had a thing for you.
I knew by then, but they didn't know that I was gay. So Milan was trying to get into the issue, you know, where I stand. Oh, lots of my friends, they just happen to be lesbians, but it's cool, you know. And I was like, okay, let them hang a little bit. And then finally, he was like, yeah, I just happened to meet all these lesbians. And I said, well, now you've met one from Australia. Militsa understood, like...
Straight away.
It was the first thing. 20 minutes later, after her texting for 20 minutes, this posse of women rocked up to take me away to the park to drink beer.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's the scene? It's quite underground.
It's very underground, yeah. But it's better there. Than here. Yeah. Yeah.
Better than here? In what
yeah,
sense?
I liked it. The girls are hotter. No, girls here are hot, but I know something about Serbian women, I think.
What is it?
They're sexy and raunchy and raw. I don't know.
And you didn't understand them. You know, that's probably what it is. It's because you can't communicate. Sometimes communication is a killer.
Yeah. Well, I learned the second time I went, I started learning Serbian. So
what's your level of Serbian now? Can you get by?
I can get by. Like, if I get lost in the snow again, I can find my way home.
Lost in the snow again.
Yeah.
Is it an analogy or?
No, I got lost in the snow and I had to ask for directions.
How do you?
I suppose when you're lost in the snow, there are no landmarks to look at because everything is white.
Yeah. Well, it was snowing so heavily, and I was calling a taxi for I don't know how long. Over there, you text message for a taxi, and then they text you back. Okay. Taxi will be here in 3 minutes. Okay. But no taxis, and I had to leave where I was. And I called my friends and said, okay, I'm coming on foot. And they gave me directions, but I got it wrong. And then I had to stop and ask people on the street, you know, where is this?
In English.
Where am I? You know, in Serbian.
Yes.
So, and
where were you? Which part of Serbia were you in?
I was in Novi Sad. It's a second biggest city.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you went back, you went for your 21st birthday and you came back to Australia?
Yep, for 3 months.
And then... As in you went back to Serbia for 3 months?
For 3 months, yeah.
Okay, and who did you stay with?
Stayed with a girl.
Right. Yeah. So was it Milica?
No, her best friend, Jelena.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about this, Jasmine.
You have been passed around.
her best friend. So how was Milica feeling about the whole thing?
Yeah, she wasn't too happy.
She wasn't.
But we're good friends, yeah. Milica said to me that when I met her at... when they took me away to drink, she said, "Do you sex with me tonight?"
Oh, that's quite hot.
I like
they're
that.
Very forward. Like, they just say what they think. They don't hold back. Like,
that's so much easier, isn't it? No mind games and straightforward.
And it's cheaper. You don't have to do the dinner thing. You don't have to do the drink thing.
Well,
it saves you hundreds.
Over there anyway. It's cheaper than water. So,
what, bottled water?
Yeah, well, like a 2-liter bottle of beer is $2 Australian.
It's Serbia.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, you were saying that when you were going to Serbia, your mum was warning you about, you know, it's not cool. What were the things she said?
Oh, she just, I just guess, wanted to prepare me that it's not accepted, in like, by the public.
Was she a little bit concerned about your safety, possibly, in some areas?
Well, she was calling me flat stick because I just sort of disappeared once I met these girls.
Yeah.
She wanted to know where
that
I was.
You're okay.
And we're in... the dance arena at exit, and it was about 5 a.m. and my mom turned to me and she said, are all your friends gay? And I said, yes, mom.
And they were all Serbian friends.
Yeah.
And by the time she was okay and cool with the sexuality.
Oh, yeah, she was great. She really loves Jelena. Like, she really likes Jelena.
So what's the deal now with Jelena?
She lives in Serbia.
And you live here?
Yeah.
And so, you're going to go back?
Not planning to. But, yeah, we're still friends, you know.
Yeah.
So
now, Serbia had arranged a gay pride march, I think, for this year. And was it this year or last year?
I'm not sure about recently, but when I went, my mother was actually the one to tell me that there's going to be a pride march.
Yeah.
And
so she does
Jelena
her research.
Was astonished. Parada. Like, are you sure? in Serbia? And but it didn't happen. There just wasn't enough police force to back it up.
To protect the pride marches.
Protect the participants,
basically.
So it didn't actually happen.
So what happens, what generally happens if you are caught, you know, if you're found and discovered being gay, what would generally happen to you?
I don't know.
Do you get imprisoned or?
No, I don't think it's that extreme.
It's not,
but it's just not
legal, it's just not widely accepted.
Like, I think they consider, like, some people consider it a mental health issue or it's not, like... I don't know.
So what about the... So you said the Serbian scene was better than the Melbourne scene. Tell us about the Melbourne scene, because I've been out with Jasmine a couple of times on the town, and I've taken her out to some old joint with all the oldies, and she was
Generation X.
I loved it. I prefer the Generation X.
You do?
Yeah.
You prefer the Generation X?
I think so. To party with, yeah, definitely.
Yeah? Is it more going on? Is it the music? Is it the parties? Or?
Yeah, the parties are better. It's not so sleazy, I guess. It's just have fun with your friends. And
so where do you go? Because we went to Easy, which is at the Glass House, a couple of weeks ago. That was great, and that's been going for a while. But the crowd's generally a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
And where else do you go?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's our mission. We're going to take it out on the town.
Break her in. And you said, you know, the older crowd is not as sleazy. Are you saying that your younger crowd tends to be a bit more sleazy?
I don't know.
Maybe they're more desperate.
It just seems that everyone's sort of getting with everyone.
That's the fun part, isn't it?
Probably.
Well, you know, when I first came to the scene and I met this lesbian girl, apparently you guys used to do charts. Correct me if I'm wrong. Charts
that's
and how you're all connected.
That's the L word, darling. The L word. Okay, that is not real life.
Okay, when was the L word first came out?
Oh, my God.
Generation X.
How many years ago? 5 years ago? Six years ago?
Because this has happened in 1997. So, you know, this is before that L word. So maybe it's quite true.
Well, I don't know who you hang out with.
Maybe it's a rites of passage, you know, for a girl to become an adult.
Am I on the chart?
let's go back to some more personal experiences.
Okay.
We've talked about the girl thing.
Yeah.
Any boy thing?
I had one boyfriend in high school.
How were you?
I was 17. And we were together for just over a year. But, yeah, we're still really good friends. Yeah. Actually, he performed at the Gay Pride March.
Is he gay?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. But, yeah, his group were there. He plays guitar. And we're very good friends. He's an engineer as well, but mechatronics.
So are you interested in, I don't know, I guess we were talking earlier on about, you know, gay issues and Generation Y and how things might be a little bit easier for you guys. Does it mean that you're maybe not less interested in gay issues? Or
yeah, because it's so easy.
Because you don't have to think about it too much? Or are you...
Well, there are still a lot of issues. And I think the first time it really became an issue for me was when I left Serbia and I left Jelena behind.
Yeah.
And she wanted to come to Australia. But being, like... a female, like, we can't declare a relationship, and she basically it's impossible to get a visa. I don't know, there's a lot that
there's domestic partnership actually that
yeah
you can look into,
my mum's telling me about it.
Definitely, there is actually a show on Joy, I think, on Saturday morning once a month that talks, and there's a legal advice or legal talks about domestic
about immigration or
well domestic partnerships and also migration into Australia for partners of same-sex partners. So that might be something that...
So you got pretty heavy with Helena, you know, quite serious about it.
Yeah.
And has it still got, like, a long-distance thing happening?
Well, you can't really. Like, we're all human.
You do drift apart.
Like, we talk and we're online and, like...
But if she could come over, would you be willing to be a sponsor, I guess, sometimes?
Yeah, well, I guess, definitely.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Like, we talk a lot.
And any plans to go back to Serbia?
Mm.
Not at the moment.
Or Malaysia for the Malaysian food?
Definitely.
Any day. Well, we've run out of time.
Again.
You're listening to Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9 with Kefam and myself, Aline. And thanks a lot, Yasmin, for another week. Our special thanks to Yasmin for sharing stories with us. Coming up next on Joy is the team from the Global Sounds. Thanks for joining us on Orange Ribbon tonight.
And thank you, Nick, on the phone support. Being so lovely to us.
And we'll be back again at the same time, 7 p.m. next Wednesday, with more insight into the GLBT multicultural community in Australia and around the world. So from now, from Kefam, myself,
goodbye.
Bye-bye, and Yasmin.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Thank you, Yasmin. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.